Hello.
Hello, thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Jaira. May I please have your last name and email?
My last name is Dinger, D-I-N-G-E-R. My email is Mona, M-O-N-A, Lee, L-E-E.
I'm sorry, you're Dinger. Breaking up. Can you repeat that for me?
Mona, M-O-N-A, Lee, L-E-E, Dinger, D-I-N-G-E-R.
What's your domain?
Oh, at gmail.com, sorry.
Okay. Alrighty, 1 second while I search for your account.
Okay.
Alrighty, ma'am. Can you verify your mailing address for me?
1606 Oak Street, LeGrand, Oregon, 97850.
Alrighty, and I do see that you have a premium active membership with us. What is it that I can help you with?
Well, I thought I had like 3 or 4 more free programs, and I can't find the coupons for them now.
You said you can't find the coupon?
Yeah, well, the code for the free, the free class. I know last month I bought a class on December 8th. And on December 1st, and I had codes, and I still had some left, and I can't find them now.
Are they in your email?
They were on the website.
Okay, gotcha. And what kind of coupon did you have?
Because I had a premium membership, I had so many classes I could have as part of that. And so I had like 3 or 4 more classes I could have redeemed, and my membership would have been up February 6th, so I thought I had until February 6th to do that.
Okay. You said it's not up to February 6th, right?
Yes.
All righty. 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Hey, ma'am, I'm still here. Just 1 second.
Okay.
Hey, ma'am, are you still here? Just trying to make sure.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, and you said the coupons are not, they were on the website, but they're not, you don't see them anymore, correct?
Right, yeah, there was like a spot that said, you know, your codes or your coupons or something, and it's no longer there under my name. I have account dashboard,
right.
Membership, my orders, profile, and sign out. But nothing about, you know, my
okay,
coupons.
Let me, one second, let me see if I'm able to just send you the link for those. Give me a second, okay?
Okay.
Criticism of her only child, and she quickly took to Twitter to thank Chelsea Clinton for her support, writing, "Thank you, Chelsea Clinton. So important to support all of our children and being themselves." She concluded the tweet with the hashtag, "Stop Childhood Bullying." It was less than a year later that the former FLOTUS launched her Be Best campaign, which was focused on childhood mental health issues and social media bullying. While the exact reason behind Darren's absences may never be disclosed, it could simply be the result of his parents, especially Mom Melania, wishing to shelter him. As some might recall, Melania was forced to speak out against Professor Pamela Karlan in December 2019 after she used Darren to make a point about President Trump not being above the law.
So while the president remains his son Darren, he can't make him a Darren.
The professor's attempted singer did not land, and Melania immediately fired back on Twitter, saying, "A minor child deserves privacy and should be kept out of politics. Pamela Karlan, you should be ashamed of your very angry and obviously biased public pandering and using a child to do it." A short time later, Karlan offered a public apology for her comments about Darren, saying, "I want to apologize for what I said earlier about the president's son. It was wrong of me to do that. I wish the president would apologize, obviously, for the things that he has done that's wrong, but I do regret having said that." Check out one of our newest videos right here. Plus, even more list videos about the latest hot topics are coming soon. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and hit the bell so you don't miss a single one.
We've given the Biden administration that the Republicans have made it clear they will do everything possible to sabotage the Democrats' agenda while moving quickly to quash the upcoming impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. The modern Republican Party has no discernible policies or principles other than shame, persecution, and cultural grievance. Seriously, what is even one policy they've advanced to help working people? Well, we gave your CEO a tax cut, so maybe he'll look more relaxed in the pre-play video. There are very real, unprecedented, existential crises swirling around us on a daily basis, creating suffering and misery for millions of Americans. And instead, the right is obsessed with trivial garbage like this.
Right around the election, I had 1 million followers on Twitter. Now I have under 900,000. Really, I mean, literally, in a couple of weeks, I don't know what's going on there.
Well, I'm sorry, I was just lighting a prayer candle for Maria Bartiromo. That was a truly a harrowing story, Maria. When people talk about what we've lost this past year, I think first on that list is going to be your Twitter followers. Thank you for Brockovich. You're like a modern day Aaron Brockovich or Sully Sullenberger, right? Oh, you get your own biopic. Thousands of people have been dying a day in overwhelmed hospitals. Millions are out of work, losing their health insurance and falling into poverty, and child hunger is on the rise. Republicans and people like Bartiromo have powerful platforms and millions of viewers. They can spend any amount of time they want talking about any of that. Instead, they manufacture dumb grievances to distract from real problems and make themselves feel like victims. It's their entire business model. And after Joe Biden got elected, they amped it up to an absurd degree. From shortly social media posts defending Donald Trump. And in 2021, that's not allowed. You can lose your insurance for that. You can also lose your bank account, your website, your email, and social media. You're doing it immediately the outside world, and there's nothing you can do about it because you can also lose your lawyer. No legal representation for you. How long will they cut off your water and electricity before UPS won't deliver your packages? And not the rest of the day, but guess what? Amazon is now one of America's biggest grocery providers. Something you don't need to see. What politicians attempt to control what you believe, they are no longer politicians. They are, by definition, dictators. And if they can see that you control what you believe, you are no longer a citizen. You are not a free man. You are a slave. If they control what you believe, you're no longer a citizen. If they tell you what to think, you're no longer free. And when they tell you, you have to wear not just shirts and shoes, but pants, in California Pizza Kitchen, you're a slave. How long before they cut off your water, your electricity? How long before they tow your car for parking on the sidewalk outside Chuck E. Cheese? Not because you were drunk, mind you. You were drunk. We hide from the police and the ball pit. Don't be surprised when they find you because the ball pit is shallower than they look. And as a result, you're not invisible. How long before that happens? I'll tell you how long. It happened to me yesterday. Then this week, there was yet another even more ridiculous example of the same victimhood when the MyPillow guy, famous for inventing a worse version of a thing we've had for 500 years, honey, I got an idea. What about like a soft thing for your head at night? You mean a pillow, honey? Yeah. I'm heading to the lab. Don't rush back. Famous for inventing a pillow and we're spreading the Korean conspiracy theory that China used voting machines to hack the election. One of Fox News complained about its products getting dropped from stores. For the crime of having different opinions, Mike Lindell has just been banned from Twitter. Several retailers have also stopped selling his products. That happened today. That includes Bed Bath & Beyond, Kohl's, and Kroger.
That list is bigger. There's also HGV, the shopping channel, ShopHQ. I mean, they just keep, turning in their POs and saying, we don't want my pillow anymore.
Dear God, Kroger and the shopping channel stopped selling my pillow with our freedom. George Washington heard this. He would roll over in his grave, which is still more comfortable than rolling onto a my pillow. People don't know this, but that's actually what spawned the revolution. The British told Thomas Paine, he couldn't sell his line of toilet suspicion in the town square anymore because his opinions were too controversial. Thomas Paine started the Revolutionary War. Thomas Paine's toilet suspicion found a grain in the main vein. Put it on a Paine. Paine's toilet suspicion. It's just common sense. That was a joke for my eighth grade history teacher. Shout out to, I not remember. Well, I guess that's why. He or she always told me I was so bad at history.
Hey, ma'am, I'm still here with you. I'm just trying to make sure I can get those links sent to you for the coupons. So just hold for 1 second if you don't mind, okay?
Thank you.
So we're lost to death. Don't get me wrong. I love having Donald Trump off Twitter, not to mention all the other toxic, racist, and conspiracy theorists that have been booted off. Well, my concern is that these companies are monopolies, which is why I think we should follow the lead of Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and break them up. Just because you agree with Jack Dorsey on some things doesn't mean you will agree on the next thing. If you don't believe me, may I present Exhibit Beard. But as for stores not wanting to carry your product, he lied and said the election was rigged and tried to get the president to overturn it. You can't be the public face of your company and the public face of an attempt to overthrow democracy and not expect there to be some fallout. You could have named your company
a spokesman, buddy. You need that Selleck charm. By the way, I got one of those reverse mortgages he told me about. And in the end, he did take my house. But he was an absolute gentleman about it. A true blue blood! This is all they have. Whining and obstruction, imagined grievances, paranoia, conspiracy case. Even Donald Trump, the former president, who spent 2 months deeply engaged in a concerted effort to overthrow democracy and install himself as an unelected dictator who incited the violent insurrection of seditionists and ransacked the Capitol, is, in their minds, a victim.
I don't even think there's a basis for impeachment. Now they're going to turn around and blame about impeachment, yet they saved it for unity. I mean, they beat him up before he got into office. They're beating him up after he leaves office. I mean, at some point, I mean, give the man a break.
At some point, it's been 3 weeks. Give the man a break. At some point later in the same month, but yes, please, for once in his life, give poor Donald Trump a break. This poor man. Despite having bone spurs, pull himself up by his bootstraps. You know how much bone spurs hurt when you're pulling on boots? Crap. Man worked his way up. Worked his way up. The hard scrabble roof, using just his hands, cashed a $1 million check from his father. Toiled long days in a dark casino and long nights inhaling wind song and glitter at Studio 54. He made it in business the hard way by bravely cheating on his taxes and refusing to pay his contractors. And worst of all, he has to drive his own golf cart. I mean, look at that. Poor man. So exhausted, he's about to fall over. Seriously, all Trump, his entire life, all he's had are breaks. He's famously the dumbest man alive. He has no discernible talents or skills. If Trump weren't born rich, he'd be the old guy working at the bowling alley who gets busted for huffing shoe spray. They say it kills COVID. I just got an idea. What if we put something comfortable on top of the box spray? A mattress? Yeah, but my mattress. Oh, patent office, it's me again. No, I'm not calling about pencils this time. It's a new idea. Well, the last point I'll make, Nikki Haley, maybe instead of asking Democrats to give Trump a break, you should ask yourselves why you, the Republican Party, gave him so many. For 4 years, you excused his behavior, so of course you kept pushing it. You're like a rich parent asking the court for mercy for their bratty teen and say, please, Your Honor, give him a break. It's what I always did. Every time he stole or lied or cheated on a test, I looked him in the eye and said, you're my special boy. And nothing you do will ever change how much I love him. He kept stealing and lying and cheating, and I kept forgiving him. Sometimes he even helped. Legal term is aiding and abetting. And now he's accused of hijacking the bus full of senior citizens and taking their pills and then forcing their seniors to rob liquor stores for them to get their pills back. Something I know for a fact he did, because it's long to the street. Well, all I can say to you, Your Honor, give him a break. It's got to work one of these days. It's hard at this point to reach any conclusion other than that the Republican Party is fine with what Trump did, and they'd be fine with it if he did it again, or even if he did something worse. If the party that is radicalized against democracy in favor of authoritarianism, there is nothing Trump can do to antagonize. Not because they're cowards, although they are, but because they agree with him. At a certain point, we just have to take them at their word. If you sit down to dinner with some friends and one of them says, you know what's delicious? Human flesh. You might think it's a joke, but when you go to their apartment and they're sauteing a human hand, you have to ask yourself, is Gary a cannibal? And then, by the way, if you stay for dinner, you're a cannibal too. Even if you have salad the next day. 45 Senate Republicans voted Tuesday to dismiss Trump's impeachment trial. At some point, we just have to accept that the reason they don't want to convict Trump for inciting an insurrection to overthrow democracy is they don't care. Then he incited an insurrection to overthrow the money. And they wouldn't care if he tried it again.
Alrighty, ma'am, I'm sorry for that hold. So I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred to a supervisor so that they'll be able to send those links to you, okay?
Thank you.
Alrighty, 1 second.
Okay.
Impeachment is nothing more than a partisan exercise designed to further divide the country. Democrats claim to want to unify the country, but impeaching a former president, a private citizen, is the antithesis of unity. It's vindictive. This is all about select demands for revenge. They hate Donald J. Trump, and they're engaging in
an act that I think is petty, I think it is retribution, I think it is vindictive, and I think it's a waste of time. And so to coin a phrase, I think it's time you move on.
And Texas, you really have no shame. Also, first of all, hey, dude, you look like the Unabomber at a cutscene here. And second, of course you want to move on. You did this even after the mob stormed the Capitol to overturn the election. You still voted to overturn the election. You're like a guy who robbed the bank, and then even after it all goes south, you still get caught and use the money to buy a Porsche. I want to feel the wind in my scraggly ear. So please stop this talking. An impeachment is somehow divisive. You know what's much more divisive than impeachment? Trying to throw out the votes of 81 million Americans. Then inciting a mob to violently storm the Capitol to overthrow democracy. Would you say that's more or less